people see, you know, Barry not being able to sing and the mix-up as being a problem or something that has hindered the meeting. To me, I think that is a great thing. I see Barry having trouble and Alan jumping in for him. That shows great unity. That shows great growth of our local church. To me, that's a great thing. I'm in a place where if Barry decided that he couldn't do that, and he tried to ask someone, they would be surprised because they would say, well, I just said things. Why don't I have to take up your job? I've been in places where that would be a conflict. It would be a problem. I've had people that if they had to do more than one job, a service, that they were upset about. To the point that they may not come to the next service to make up for having to do two jobs. And that's a shame, man. So no, I see that as a good thing. I see that as a great thing. Now that shows unity among the group. Now that's great. So there everybody's there for each other. That's a great thing. Tonight, I'm trying to use a clicker again. I put one of my batteries, and I think the battery died on me last night. We'll see. It may just be me. Like I said, it may not like me, but I'm going to try it. Tonight, we're going to look at situation ethics. I don't know if that means anything to you or not, but I took and found this lesson some months back, and I really liked it. Vienna said I did a pretty decent job that time anyhow. So we're going to try it tonight. I was telling him about it yesterday. He said, you know, there's a book. And then he actually started telling me the exact example that I'm going to use to begin my lesson with. So I'm pretty sure whoever wrote this wrote right off that book. So I have to give them some credit on this lesson. I'm just using it from them. But I made note the other day that I borrowed a lesson as well. And they said, you know, everybody does it. And it's true. And that's a good thing. That's just like, you know, Alan stepping up to help Barry. That's what we ought to do. We ought to work one for another for the greater good. We talked about that the other night. How we need the words to save souls. Not to bury ourselves and say, well, look what I've done, look what we've done. But look what we need to do. And look at the need of that. The fields are white. They are ready for harvest. There's few that are harvested. And it's a good thing that we can work together as brethren, as preachers, and for the better good. So tonight, we're going to look at this topic of situation ethics. So the definition of situation ethics is the popular philosophy founded by Joseph Fletcher that states that right and wrong always depends on the situation. This way, any law can be broken in certain situations as long as love is the main intention of the person in that situation. Alright, now the truth is that I think this actual concept has been around before him. You know, it's been there. You take and study Greek mythology, Roman mythology, you know, even some Egyptian mythology and different things. There still is that idea, even in some of that. And yeah, that's a bad thing to do, but at this moment, I believe it'll be right because of the situation. It is prevalent. It's prevalent in different stories like this. But I think it's even older than Joseph Fletcher, but it is getting more popular. We talked about this week problems that I think that have hurt the local church, things that have crept into the local church that we need to make sure we get out. Now, I truly believe this is a big problem that we have to deal with. Because this is the way the world likes to view it, we're going to get it a little more in depth and look at it. But here's the example that I was talking about, the one that me and E.R. was discussing. The example is, and it's going real slow this evening, a German woman is in a Russian prison camp near the close of World War II. Her husband and children are safe, but are in great need of her attention. She knows that by seducing a guard, she could become pregnant, making herself a liability to the camp, and she would then be able to be turned loose and returned home. Alright, so that's the situation. The question is, would it be right to commit adultery in this situation? Well, Joseph Fletcher would have us believe that in this situation, where her love, her desire is just for her family, she wants to get back to her family, she's got the betterment of her family as her center goal, that in this situation, it would be fine for her to commit adultery, to get out of a bad situation, to get back to those that she loves, and to do what she really, truly wants to do. That's the mindset of Joseph Fletcher and what he said now. So yeah, in his mindset, to commit adultery would be just fine. But now let us think of that. Would it be right to commit adultery in this situation? What does the Bible say on it? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Continuing on with this same example, a situationist, same as, you know, like I say, repent the situation, would try to tell us that the woman loved her family so much that sacrificial adultery would be acceptable. You see how this word sacrificial adultery. That means she does a woman, does she really don't want to be a part of it, but she'll sacrifice herself for the better good. And in that, it looks fine. It's all right. Because she doesn't want to be a part of it, she doesn't want to do it, but it's for the greater good. So it's sacrificial adultery. You know, when you see adultery, that should be a nasty, ugly word. I mean, every time we see it, it ought to be ugly. When we talk about it, it ought to be a nasty, ugly word. When we think of sacrifice, we think that is being a good thing in the long run. You do something for somebody else. You give a piece of yourself for somebody else. Well, you know, when I think of sacrifice, I think of the Lord Jesus and what he did for us. That's what I think about when I think of sacrifice. So they take an ugly word and combine it with a beautiful word to take and do something for somebody to give a piece of yourself. So they combine it with an ugly, nasty word such as adultery and try to make it look good. So I know what I'm saying about her. Well, she sacrificial adultery, then it's all right. Well, I pose this to you. How about the guard that she produced? Oh, we're going to talk about the Russians and their camp and all these things. They were hard people, very hard people. Now, you take and look at the guard. If he actually did this, there was a point of being called, she becomes pregnant, all this comes alive, to the point that she could be released, and everything's trying to be hushed up. What do you think probably happened to that guard? Most likely he was killed. I mean, that's just the short one. That's just how it happens. We look at our country and our army and think, and we see things happen, and we shy away with it. Well, you know, this is bad. And everything, we frown on it. But in the long run, that is just a lot more religious than other countries and nations when we see that. They would have probably just killed the man. And his family would have been a disgrace. They would have just been a disgrace to the people because of him. And even if they didn't kill him, they would probably take him, send him to Siberia, where they would cut him off completely, and him and his family would probably starve to death because of where they lived. So here you say, well, it was all right for her to commit adultery because she only had love in her heart. She wanted to do that for her family. She wanted to give back to her family. But we need to understand, adultery always hurts. It always tears down. It always destroys. It destroys the person that does it. It destroys the relationship, the husband and the wife. It takes it, destroys, in this case, most likely God and his family. So here, you know, the situationist would say, well, if she did it, it's all good. That's why it's fine. No, it still has that same amount of damage. How about when she does get home? How do you think her husband probably feels about that? You think she's as happy to have her back? Or do you think he thinks, well, what does she do to get back? How about the child? If she got pregnant, she's pregnant with this God's baby. How are you going to view that? Possibly even kill the child, right? That is a good chance. I think I've done a lesson some time back on abortion. And I was just blown away at the number of babies that are killed. And we see in our country, we see all the politics there and all, we think, wow, you know, it's terrible, it's running rampant here. No, it's good here in this country. Places like Russia and some of these other European countries, it's outrageous. I mean, I could not believe you. I'm thinking in some places, if I can remember that, like 60% are killed. 60% of babies. I mean, it's way up there. So places like Russia, they probably would have been twice about killing that baby. It's not theirs. They didn't want it. It was a way and means to get out. So it's all right. So now if she has the baby, she'll probably kill the baby. But you know what? That's all right, too. Because it was all for a good thing to get back to her family. But see, that's how situations work. And I know you think, wow, that's just a bad situation all the way around. Well, you know, the thing is we take these big problems, and then we start wanting to tag these same kind of fixes on the little problems. And we're going to look at more of that tonight. If it was right to commit such an act in one situation, say this situation, say it's all right to commit adultery in this situation, what determines if it's right or wrong in the next situation? And you say, well, in her situation, it was World War II, and that's what made the difference. Well, how about some of the other wars? You know, how about some other pressures? You know, other circumstances that we may think just as similar. Is it all right then? Well, maybe you think, maybe in your own family something happens like that. Well, you know, it happened there. You know, she was pressured or he was pressured or all this was put on him. Or, you know, the situation just wasn't the best. The relationship wasn't the best. And, you know, the person really got pushed into that or was led into that.